name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have you here in person or joining us online. Just a quick mention about coffee. I will take donations of high-quality beans at any point. No, I'm only kidding. Coffee, after the service, we're always very glad of a cup of coffee. Just to say, we have a contactless machine now over there. We've noticed that donations have slipped a little bit over the last few months. And actually, it does come at a cost for us. And if you're anything like me, or like the King, who doesn't carry any change with them, a contactless machine's quite handy. So just to say about donations for coffee, they're gratefully received. It does come at a cost at the end of our service.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled." As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are heartily sorry and repent of all our sins. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favourable or unfavourable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want us to think a little bit this morning about routine. What does the word routine mean to you? Being here this morning is all part of your routine. We get up, we put the kettle on. We hear or read the news, maybe have a walk, go to work, do the shopping, hang the washing out, walk the dog. We all have a daily routine. Routines can define us, and often we get caught up in that routine. It never stops, it just perpetuates. I found as I've got older, my routine has changed. It can change your identity, and we can find it hard to regain that which is lost. That which is lost is something we can all relate to. And thinking about the past 2 years, a time where routines were completely lost. For those who haven't seen it, there's a clock in the vestry which has on the bottom the following inscription: 2020, 2021, dedicated to lost time. Facing the COVID lockdown meant our routines changed dramatically. We lost lots of our freedoms. Work for me meant that I stayed at home, travelling less. And that for a while was really hard to adjust to. Some things were no longer required in my routine. Some actually I lost for the better, allowing space for other areas of my life to be enriched. One of the things that I added more to my routine was prayer.
Not that it was ever absent, but somehow I needed it more, and I had more time to invest to do it. So thinking about your routine, how does prayer fit into it? Maybe it is and always has been a daily habit, morning and or evening, a continual ongoing conversation between you and God. Maybe it is something that you attempt, not knowing whether you are actually doing it right. Or maybe you just don't know where to start. Prayer is such a vast subject, but one which is fundamental to our faith, and one of the four Christian essentials as described by Rowan Williams. He says we all have the need to grow in prayer. But how? It's a subject that we should think about and do more of. But what happens when you become unable to pray or give up all hope that your prayers aren't being heard? Matthew and I were chatting about this on Tuesday, right at the end of evening prayer. No coincidence. I often fall into the I don't know where to start category. Am I doing it right? But I was encouraged to hear that we shouldn't feel guilty for not doing it. God hears us whether we pray or not. But to be in a relationship with God, like all our relationships, we must communicate. And to God, this comes through regular and daily prayer. There is, as Jesus describes in today's gospel, the need to pray. Jesus told the parable of the persistent widow, using her as the example of always praying and not losing heart. Someone had wronged the widow, and she sought justice for that wrongdoing, continually returning each day to see the judge, who cared for no one really except himself. She threw himself on his mercy, and he took pity on her, only so that she might not continue to ask. God, on the other hand, isn't like that. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to continue to ask, to have a prayer routine that isn't a pestering sort, but a nice continual conversation, and one which will bear fruit. Our prayers to God might feel like we are the persistent widow, continually speaking but never hearing an answer. So why should we continue to talk to God in prayer? Well, it's because we have to do it. It's part of our routine. It's part of us, and it surrounds what we do in our daily lives. We have the need as Christians to pray to God, to have an honest conversation with him, to give thanks, and maybe, if it's appropriate, to make a request. God is always communicating with us, but often we aren't listening. But by keeping prayer as our daily routine, we enter into that conversation, and there is a need for something deeper for ourselves than just a shopping list of requests. A chance to continue in what we have learned and firmly believe, as Paul writes to Timothy. A 5th century writer, a monk, John Cassian, said, "Let your prayer be frequent and brief." If you spend hours and hours in intense contemplation, he says, you will become distracted and probably end up with cramp. So by being frequent and brief, he does not mean uttering the odd word to God, but frequent as keep at it, make it habitual. At noon today, we will be welcoming 3 candidates for baptism. At the age they are now, they cannot make their own decisions about their relationship with God. So is the importance of parents and godparents to do it on their behalf. On the certificate of baptism given to each child are these words: this child has begun a life as a Christian. It is the duty of parents and godparents to see that the child goes on according to this beginning. It is the parents' and godparents' duty to establish a routine of prayer for the child and to regularly pray with and for them. I hope that these words are established into the routine of the Christian habits that they will begin today. But however old we are, prayer is fundamental to our relationship with God. Persistence is the key to unlocking that relationship fully. And as we know, it is a life's work. So God wants us to pray, to be persistent and to not lose hope. Making prayer part of our, your daily routine, wherever and whatever that might be. In the shower, over the first cuppa at breakfast, in your favourite chair, or kneeling at the side of your bed. Our promise is to God that we are there to hear him, just as he is there to hear us. So to draw things all together, let us pray. Generous God, you have given us the gift of prayer to deepen our relationship with you. May the words that we offer in our prayers always be acceptable to you. You are always more ready to listen than we are to pray. May all our petitions, whatever the frequency, whatever the request, be made in faith and trust that you have heard our prayer. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With thankful hearts, we offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. Please sit or kneel to pray. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray today for the Iglesia Anglicana of Central America, for the clergy and the people there. Dear Lord, we pray for the many troubled areas of the world, especially the war in Ukraine we ask for peace. The flooding in Pakistan, we ask for its subsidence. And the drought and famine in East Africa, we ask for the rains. Lord, in your mercy. In our diocese, we pray for our diocesan synod, which met yesterday. Dear Lord, guide with your wisdom those making decisions about the direction of the diocese, that we may strengthen our faith together. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we pray for and thank all charities working to make the lives of people better. And bless all fundraisers for their contributions to the charities, especially thinking today of the Sclerosis Society, Multiple Sclerosis Society. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the members and work of our parish council. May they be guided by your hand, Lord, in making decisions about our future. We pray for the pupils and teachers of the schools in our parish, as we at St. Mary's offer our wonderful church for the school's Harvest Festival this week, and reach out again to do faith assemblies in the schools. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we pray for our families, friends, and the residents of Woodland Rise. In these difficult times, Lord, use your watchful, loving grace to look after their well-being. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we know there is no place that you cannot reach. Pour your healing and restoring love on all who are sick. Our prayers are asked today for Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Lynn Perry, Roger Guy, and Jean Bannister, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mould. Lord, in your mercy. In our Heavenly Father's house, there are many rooms. We pray for those who now share in its shelter. Recently died Lillian Morgan, Jeffrey Leeming, and Janet Songhurst. There are no names on the anniversary of their death today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us steadfast hearts, Lord, to follow your teaching in our lives throughout this coming week. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God. We meet in the name of Christ and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy. For Christ has risen from the tomb, and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day the risen Lord walks with your gathered people, unfolds for us your word, and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory, and join their unending song of praise.
Holy, holy, holy.
Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary, St. Luke, and St. Ignatius of Antioch and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. We praise and thank you, O Christ, for this sacred feast. For here we receive you. Here the memory of your passion is renewed. Here our minds are filled with grace. And here a pledge of future glory is given, when we shall feast at that table where you reign with all your saints forever. Amen. You have opened to us the scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God for ever and ever. Amen. God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.